Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, it's our chance to get updated from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility here in Manhattan in Riley County. And our guests today, our regular guests include Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator, USDA APHIS. Welcome, Dr. Burton.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure to have you back. Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director, also joining us here this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks again for having us.
You bet. Dr. Luis Rodriguez is our featured guest. He's a research leader for the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit, USDA ARS. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you all on once again here for the month of February. And Dr. Rodriguez, again is going to be our featured subject here this morning. And Dr. Rodriguez, I might just ask you, what is the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit, and what diseases are studied at your particular unit?
All right. So I'm the research leader for the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit, which is located at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York. And what we do in PADRO, as we call it, is we're responsible for carrying out research on high-impact animal diseases, and especially those that are not present in the U.S. And so those are called foreign animal diseases. And among these are foot-and-mouth disease, which is probably the one disease that we have been studying the longest at Plum Island. But also we work on African swine fever and classical swine fever. And as I said, the laboratory is located on the Plum Island Animal Disease Center, and this was established in 1954 to study foot-mouth disease and diseases that we didn't have in this country. And later on, it was established by USDA, and later on it was transferred to DHS in 2002. But the overall mission has not changed, and that is to protect U.S. agricultural assets and keep our food supply safe, and our $1.5 trillion agricultural industry and food-related industries protected from these foreign animal diseases.
Okay. Where might somebody go if they wanted to find some of the research that maybe you yourself have done in the past and read that? Is that available somewhere online?
Oh, yeah. So everything we do pretty much is published. So our research, usually we publish a number of research manuscripts every year, and those are available through the regular searches of the the different like PubMed and the Agricultural Library and so on. But there is also a very good website, and that is at USDA.gov. And you can go under the Agricultural Research Service tab, and then if you type in Plum Island or foreign animal disease, you will see all of our publications and the different projects that we're involved with.
Okay, very good. What is your role, and what about it will change once at NBAF here in Manhattan?
So I serve as the what is called the research leader. So my job has morphed over the years. I started as a bench scientist, and over the years I've been tasked with more administrative and other duties. So my current role is research leader of the FADRU, or an Animal Disease Research Unit, and which is a team of about 25 federal employees, and we have about 15 to 20 non-federal trainees and graduate students or collaborators from various universities, including KSU, for example. And our team is really a world-class team of scientists. They're working hard on understanding what these foreign animal diseases do when they infect the animals, how they are transmitted, and very importantly, what can we do to prevent and control them. So our team at NBAF, we're probably increased to about 30 federal employees, plus minus, and probably a larger number of collaborators as well from universities and so on. And having the university there probably will also increase our access to graduate students and postdocs. And there will be a number of career opportunities to veterinary students, but also other types of disciplines within KSU and other universities.
You know, that's something I haven't really thought about here. Over at Plum Island, did you guys have any relationship with any nearby universities, or is this something that's going to be new here with K-State being in your backyard?
So that is a great addition, actually, to have it in right next door and be able to, it will facilitate our relationship. However, I must say that we do have a very close collaboration already with KSU, even at the distance. We have a number of KSU faculty who are actually working at Plum Island, and we also have very strong collaborators among the KSU faculty in Manhattan. But we also have very good relationships both in nationally with a number of universities like Texas A&M, and University of Minnesota, New Mexico State University, the University of Wisconsin. So we really have a broad range of collaborative work with academia and also with industry as well. But yeah, so having KSU next door is definitely going to be helpful and will facilitate. So imagine that being on an island, we have been able to have this many collaborations. So being right next to KSU is going to probably allow us to do even more.
All right. We're going to speak with Dr. Luis Rodriguez, research leader for the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit, USDA ARS. Dr. Rodriguez, what successes has the unit had at Plum Island, and how have they helped our nation currently?
So there's some good news to share today, and some that are actually quite recent. But so over the last 60 years, our the team working at Plum Island has been making contributions to control and eradication of diseases such as rinderpest and other diseases that were ravaging Africa and Asia. And so with some of the research that was done there over the years, those diseases, some of them, like rinderpest, have been eradicated. More recently, our team has developed a lot of knowledge regarding how viruses are transmitted between animals, both in natural settings, and for that we collaborate with our colleagues in many places in Africa, in Southeast Asia, in South Asia, and there are a number of publications and findings, for example, on the role of the Asian buffalo on transmission of foot and mouth disease, which was something that we didn't know much about. Also, how the foot and mouth disease virus actually infects animals and how it spreads within the body and when these animals become infectious to others. So those are this knowledge that has been gained. We also have recently developed a foot and mouth disease vaccine that is actually a very safe vaccine that can be produced in the U.S. And that vaccine actually is in the process of being developed with a commercial partner, with a pharmaceutical company. And hopefully that will be allow us for the first time to actually have foot and mouth disease production capacity in the U.S. And today we're dependent on international producers for our stockpile of vaccines. But once this vaccine is being produced in the U.S., that will allow us to actually obtain our vaccine locally. We also have a very recent vaccine for African swine fever. And as you probably know, African swine fever is devastating the swine, the pork industry in Asia and throughout Europe and parts of Europe, former Soviet Union, and of course it exists also in Africa. But the problem with African swine fever is that there was no vaccine available. And a group of our scientists led by Dr. Manuel Borja was able to actually develop a new vaccine. And this vaccine actually is very effective and very safe. And very recently, it was licensed to multiple pharmaceutical companies that are developing this vaccine. We just learned through a news release that one of those companies in Vietnam actually was able to produce the first batches of vaccine and testing them in animals and showed that, as we found in the experimental conditions, they found that the vaccine is safe and efficacious. So we're very hopeful that for the first time, we will have an African swine fever vaccine, perhaps even within this year, available for controlling this devastating disease. So those are very exciting developments.
Yeah, no question about it. That is great news to hear. And well, kudos to you guys on the hard work. As far as moving the unit to NBAF, how will that help our nation continue to fight these foreign animal diseases?
So the great thing about NBAF, and I started working on the NBAF project since it was a concept over a decade ago, and have been involved with the design and all the different aspects of this big project that is now coming to a successful end. But the biggest contribution that NBAF will provide us with is that, well, first of all, it will provide us a state-of-the-art and modern laboratory to work in, which will replace, you know, our old laboratories over 60 years old. And so we really need a new home. And this has been this is going to allow us to increase the work that we do on the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit. So it would be bigger, better, more modern. But the other big contribution of NBAF is that it will allow us to expand our research to diseases that are transmissible from animals to humans, and those are called zoonotic diseases, which we cannot do now at some island. So that capacity will allow us to work with emerging diseases, you know, such as Rift Valley fever, Japanese encephalitis, and other, you know, diseases such as Ebola, for example. So diseases that are that you can only work with under certain biosafety conditions that we will have at NBAF and we don't currently have. So that's going to be a great contribution to our capacity for responding to emerging diseases in this country.
All right. We got to take a time out. We're going to continue our conversation here with some NBAF officials. We've got Dr. Burton and Katie Pulaski standing by. We'll hear from them coming up in the next segment. Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this.